The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
And this person failed at committing suicide, even though they had three ways engaged in how to do it. And I was desperate for this person because this person's a friend of mine. And I said, God, I've heard that when you pray, you answer. And I was brand new and things have got brand new. And all of a sudden, in my nowhere, came the answer for this person. And I was stunned. And I'd heard about this, but I'm brand new in things of the Lord. And so I went to my friend and I said, you know what? I think I might have something. Did this happen to you when you were this age long ago? And my friend lost it and just began to bawl. And I thought, what did I do? Oh no, what did I do? You know? And I began to put it together, the fact that God loves us. But as I went after God, I said, God, touch my friend in Jesus' name. And that thing broke just then.
Have you been fortunate enough to have a mentor in your life? Someone who took an interest in you as a person to help you grow and develop in your career, life, or ministry? Well, if so, you're rare. But imagine if we utilized more of the body of Christ to serve as mentors to new believers, young or old. Today on Sought Out Radio, we're discussing mentors and finding the gold that's sitting right next to you in your church. So stay tuned, because that's coming up next right here on Sought Out Radio. And we welcome you to this third and final edition of Sought Out Radio on the subject of mentors. I'm Mark Grote. Last week when we left you, Herb Marks was sharing with us a story of a friend who was contemplating suicide and how his relationship with God helped stop that from happening. It's all part of our discussion on the importance of spiritual mentors. So let's dive back in for the final episode on mentors with Herb Marks and Teresa Grote on Sought Out Radio.
Here's an example. While I was in Korea just a few weeks back, there was a move of healing that came into the auditorium. But just before people begin to experience healings, there were a group of people that experienced a manifestation of his presence regarding healing that came on them. And one of the evidences of that is that in this particular way, people's hands begin to heat up, become really hot, especially in the palm of their hands. And some of them never had experienced that before, so I brought an explanation to them about the anointing of healing that God gives, and sometimes the manifest for that is with the hands. And so I said, would you be willing to pray, those who are having that on your hands right now? And they said yes. And I said, those who need healing, step into the aisles. And I was taken back by how many people were struggling with their bodies. And I just released them up and down, start praying. At the end, we had the people who were willing line up, and they did, to begin to share about how they were healed, some in tears, some of them moving parts of their bodies that they couldn't move. And then this one lady, as she was crying, managed to choke out her and her, you know, in Korean. And these are lovely people. And she began to tell the story, and the interpreter was helping me understand what was happening. She was in a car accident years ago, a severe car accident. The doctors have done all they can for her, but she lives in chronic pain every day, from the time she gets up to the time she goes to sleep at night. Chronic pain. And for those of you who have ever experienced that, you know what I mean, because it messes with your world, your life. And people with chronic pain go through cycles of depression sometimes, and for others, wondering, what must I do? Doesn't God love me? And I mean, all of these things that are challenged in life. Well, this woman, as she began, Teresa, to give away, here she is in chronic pain, injured in a car accident, but God gave her an anointing for other people. And as she began to pray for those to be healed, all of a sudden she noticed for the first time in all these years, her pain was gone. And God healed her as she gave away. And it's in this, I thought, what an incredible. Now she can barely talk through her tears because, she's just been freed after all these years. Exciting. What an example. She gave away. She stepped out. In spite of her pain, she went after other people's pain. God touched her.
I really love that story. I think it's really awesome how God did that. I was just thinking myself as a person who is quieter and kind of keeps to herself, you know, the challenge to step out and give away. And it really comes down to, I think, as I just sit here and think about it, is a step of faith and really believing what God says about me and what He's invested in me, and that He'll meet me if I do that. And, you know, I'm here to challenge all the people that are quiet, and it's harder for them to step out and to give away. To say, we need to really believe God and do it.
You know, Teresa, I have watched you do that, where you have stepped out and you've moved into, for the sake of others, you know, the place where you are quieter.
Yes.
But that's part of the beauty of who you are. But you're right, in that place to step out and to move out into that, you've not only done it well, but people have so benefited from that. And it's really exciting. So for all of us, truly begin to find somebody that you can bless. I got to tell you, when I first discovered that God talks to people, to His people, was for the sake of someone else. Mm. And this person failed at committing suicide, even though they had three ways engaged in how to do it. Mm. And I was desperate for this person because this person was a friend of mine. And I said, God, I've heard that when you pray, you answer. And I was brand new, and things have got brand new. And all of a sudden, in my nowhere came the answer for this person, and I was stunned. Now, I'd heard about this, but I'm brand new in things of the Lord. And so I went to my friend and I said, you know what? I think I might have something. Did this happen to you when you were this age long ago? And my friend lost it and just began to bawl. And I thought, what did I do? Oh no, what did I do, you know? And I begin to put it together, the fact that God loves us. But as I went after God for my friend's sake, God gave the answer. And I didn't know how to pray. I was so new at this. All I said, because I've heard people say, in Jesus' name, you know. And I said, God, touch my friend in Jesus' name. And that thing broke. The terrible thing that happened in my friend's life broke just then.
It just broke right like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm reminded of a time when I was praying over a young woman. And this is, again, just taking the opportunities that have come to us in ministry.
Yep.
So let me put a question to the two of you, and then I can add if need be. What does it look like when it's healthy? Mentoring. What is mentoring? What do you think is the ingredient for a healthy mentor relationship, both for the person who's looking for the mentor as well as one who is?
Shall I? Okay. Teresa and I were looking at each other.
Who's going to get to the microphone? We only have one microphone, so.
The first thing that comes to me quickly is just simply that they're getting closer to Jesus. And when we see that in as a mentor, I don't know of anything that causes me to be more satisfied, more fulfilled in life than in the fact that I was part of somebody who came to know this magnificent Lord of ours closer and tighter. And that means the world to me. It is so, so life-giving.
And my thoughts about that, I was just thinking about Jesus and how He mentored the disciples, and he wasn't controlling at all. Mm-mm. He actually was, I call it the reckless release, because He released them before they were perfect. They weren't perfect. They made mistakes along the way. He wasn't afraid to let him know that they made a mistake. They didn't seem to be bothered to be told they made mistakes. So he had that environment.
Were they even really, really good at what they did?
The disciples? Mm-hmm. Well, I think they were learning to be good. And it started under Jesus and then continued.
Well, when the two of you say good, what do you mean?
Yeah, I'm not even sure they were really, they were even ready to be called, they were good disciples at that point. I think they had the heart of God, no doubt about that. But they were still arguing about, hey, who's greater? I'm greater. I'm greater. And so they still had issues.
Well, you know, yeah, and they tried to shoo away the children. And Jesus said, no, don't shoo them away. And then they tried to call down fire one time. And he goes, no, don't do that.
And they call out the street minister and go, wait, that guy's doing ministry over there. That's supposed to be us. And Jesus right. is like,
relax.
What is Jesus? Jesus like reproving them.
Yeah.
And say, if he's not against you, he's for you. Luke 9:49. That to me told me that they were really young.
Well, you know what that does?
They were really
that
young.
Gives hope for us.
It does.
Exactly. So in other words, what I'm trying to do with that question, which is I'm just leading you a little bit, which is I'm just trying to strip down for any listener that's out there thinking that, well, yeah, but there you're talking about the disciples. Yeah, we're talking about a tax collector, a bunch of fishermen, guys that were, you know, kicking around. They had a lot of dirt between their toes. They were not perfect men. And this idea that they were, the only thing that made them right, the only thing that really made them true, perfect, good at what they did was God, was the fact that they had God. And
well,
that is
I
what
think
they
a good mentor is not afraid of mistakes. And Jesus modeled that, or not afraid of things going awry and actually learning from it. Learning from mistakes and realizing that the learning curves with life, and there's not a formula. It's not performance. It's real life.
Yeah, and I think Jesus modeled that in the fact that he released his guys, like you're saying, Teresa, you know, to go out there and try things. You know,
yes.
I so appreciate Peter getting out of the boat. And the fact is that he got wet. That's true. And then Jesus, you know, reproved him. So why did you doubt? But you know what? I haven't gotten out of a boat yet.
He was the only one that did.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I had 11 other guys watching. But in that moment, Jesus was mentoring the one, because the other 11 guys just kind of hung out and watched, but they weren't getting out of the boat. So there are moments where even though all 12 have had Jesus involved and mentoring their lives as they were being prepped to go into the world with the power of the Holy Ghost, the fact is that, I want to encourage the listening audience the fact that if you'll take the risk and go the extra place where Jesus would invite you, you might be going it alone sometimes, and that's okay. But as 11 watched, the 12th got mentored and mentored at another level. And I just want to remind us, if you're willing to risk it, if you're willing to step out of your boat, you'll find Jesus going to be right there.
So Jesus, I just called you Jesus. So Teresa, I asked earlier, and Herb answered, what does it look like when it's healthy? And Herb, you said, we need to have God. God has to be a core component and involvement. It wasn't exactly your word, but you mentioned that God needed to be the centerpiece. What else would you add to that?
Well, like I was saying, not that it's not an environment that has to be perfect. There's not performance involved. There's a chance to really, really learn and to experiment. And so it's a real environment of love that that allows, you know, people to grow and to learn and to discover.
See, and love to me is it's a verb about relationship. And so,
I'm going to break in on both you guys, because just now I have a sense to say to the listener who's just burst into tears over Teresa's comment. Mm-hmm. I have just been so made aware that there is someone listening right now who's in tears. And I tell you what, you're hearing me and you're going, oh my gosh, how did he know that? We've had other callers call in. as we have done this over the radio, saying that was me. And I'm saying to you right now, it's okay to trust the Lord, and that even though you might feel like you've made a wrong turn, that doesn't matter in this moment. In the fact that I'm to say to you, forgive. Forgive. Forgive the person did you wrong. And it's right there that you're going to find all of a sudden the beginning of healing and how you perceive who Jesus is. And the fact that you might be in a place where you're thinking, yeah, but I don't think I can ever do this because I made some choices, I reacted, and I'm saying to you, forgive the person who wronged you. Now, here's the biggie, and then you also agree with the Lord Jesus as he forgives you. Don't hold yourself hostage in the place of where you might have messed up. I mean, there is nobody perfect, and I mentioned earlier, failure's been one of my best teachers. The fact is, yeah, you messed up. So what? Get up, move on, because Jesus will take you into the next place of not only your healing, but then continuing on with where you got bumped off. So let's do this thing. Forgive those who hurt you, including yourself. Don't hold yourself hostage in that way, and watch how he'll move with you, because the healing has already begun with you. Do it now.
I feel like there's one out in the audience today who heard Teresa's call to not hide, to not stand back, to not let quiet a disposition or personality trait hold you back. And there is so much truth in that, that God calls you beyond your individual situation, that he sees the not yet in you, the person that you're becoming. And it's easy for us to lay back, to sit back and say, I'm not outgoing. I could never step up and just offer to pray for somebody or feel the prompting to pray. But I would really encourage you. I feel like God is encouraging you today. And as you go to your house of worship and or your home of friends and Bible study, and you feel like it just, you could never do this, that it's beyond you, that I know that God meets us in these times, and with each step that you take, it becomes a little easier to step out. And that I feel as if God is saying that if you would just trust him and you would just try and step out, and as you survey the people around you and ask quietly of the Lord, who should I go to? Who should I pray to? Who should I prophesy over? Who should I ask if they have a need? I believe that the Lord will meet you in that, and you will be amazed. You will be amazed at what happens by not only your faithfulness, but what is born out of that faithfulness. So I just lift you up, and to all who hear my voice, that where this resonates in your spirit, that I believe that God is going to encourage you, and that he is going to give you words of knowledge. He's going to give you a leading and a highlighting of people around you of where you can step out. He will give you a confidence, a boldness that is beyond what you currently have today. And so that you should trust in him, lean on him. He will be the answer for you in that time. Just rely on God. Rely on God. Rest in the Spirit. The Spirit will lead you in that. And out of that will come many, many, many good blessings.
Mark, I want to just support you in what you said and remind our audience that if this really resonates in your heart, what's being said here, reach out and receive it for yourself. I do encourage you in that way, that it may seem as if the word's talking to a few, but I know there's many of you that are saying, oh, boy, that touches me in my core, and I want to say to you then, receive it. I do want to, for a moment, just mention to a ministry leader where you've been burned by the fact of trusting people with other people. And I got to tell you, that's part of it. And I know it can seem a lot safer to just hold the reins tight. May I encourage you again, continue to trusting people to invest in other people. And that's where the blessing flows. So, sir, yeah, it might have been difficult through some of challenging times where people have failed, but that's what we all do. We're not going to do it perfectly well. And as a ministry leader myself, I throw a lot of weight on our leaders, and let them fly. And if they begin to falter a little bit, I just get under them and help them in the flight pattern. So, because we have our highs and lows, all of us, but we got to remember whose church it is. So, blessings to you as you respond to the desires that Jesus has put in your heart, sir.
There are some in the audience where this whole topic of mentoring, it is absolutely resonating. It's
the right thing.
It is the topic that you needed to hear, and you knew it because it has been something you've been thinking about. You didn't know, maybe perhaps it wouldn't put it in these words, but you were looking to a relationship. You've been looking to someone who you admire or you respect and that God wants to use and wants to take you into a relationship that's going to unlock some things in you. And so for those people right now, that tells me that that is a confirmation from heaven that you should seek this out. I encourage you to look for some individuals around you to sit down and have coffee, to just talk for a moment with them and ask them questions. Come prepared. Bring your questions. Request of them some thoughts of the way they deal with things or things that they're handling or how they might handle a situation that you're dealing with. I just encourage you to get around people that you know hear the voice of God. Get around people who you know are men and women of integrity. These are key components, I think, to walk with God.
That's good, Mark.
And that we have to have that.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage you to step out and find that person today. Don't let another month go by. Reach out to someone. Reach out to more than one person and sit down, and you'll be amazed at what happens as you begin to start. If we become too functional, if we just show up and look for a role that we can serve, if that's all we're doing, then we're going to end up in a place where we're far too transactional, too functional, just punching the clock and just doing our time at church or any other place that we find ourselves. But instead, refocus on being relational. Try to concentrate on being with people that you can get to know. This will be a key for you in your walk and your step and growth with God and also with mentors around you.
I hope you've enjoyed our time. We've been talking about mentorship, the importance of gathering around people to love them into a closer relationship with the Lord Jesus. And would really encourage you to go to our website, soughtout.com, and look at where we're hosting different home encounters near you, and then also the large settings when we come together once every couple of months. And believe me, they are powerful. The home encounters are so rich, and it's where you get to know people. And we have all ages that come. But then the large settings also are something you might want to consider, because extremely powerful is the presence of God there too in a large setting. And join us on our website, because it's there that you'll find blogs, ways to connect, and great stories. And so join us, soughtout.com.
Thanks, Herb. The importance of mentoring is so key for us all and always a result of relationships. Jesus modeled mentoring with his disciples and released them to ministry long before many of us would have. And look at what they accomplished. That's a lesson for us all, to first look for the anointing that is on each person, and that combined with the choosing of who God tells us to use, and we cannot go wrong. Very quickly, friends, the end of the year is near, and it's never too late to support Sought Out Radio and take advantage of the tax benefits before the end of 2015. If the Lord leads you, your support to help keep Sought Out Radio on the air is greatly appreciated. To send your gifts, questions, or comments, you can write us at P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. If you'd like to email us, our email address is radio@soughtoutglobal.com. Our website is also a great way to keep in touch with the ministry, and it's a great resource with loads of great content. And remember, when you miss any of our shows, you can go to our website and catch up on previous programs just by playing any podcast there. So go to isoughtout.com today and listen to any Sought Out Radio program there of your choosing. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For Herb Marks and Teresa Grote, I'm Mark Grote. Please be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.